Would you please welcome live in Mount Airy, North Carolina, the Easters.
What we need, he can turn everything around unexpectedly. When we've given our all and think it's over and done, he makes a way where there just wasn't one. Life is great and getting better. Every day is grace, shines through the stormy weather. Got my family and friends, and when you put it all together, life is great and getting better. Yeah. He works all things together for our good. Even when we don't understand or act like we should, yeah. Troubles and trials come along every day, but all things considered, friends, I'd have to say that life is great and getting better. Every day is grace, shines through the stormy weather. Got my family and friends, and when you put it all together, life is great and getting better. Got my family and friends, and when you put it all together, life is great. Life is great, getting better. Every day is grace, shines through the stormy weather. Got my family and friends, and when you put it all together, life is great, getting better.
Boy, I've been looking forward to this. And I got to tell y'all, right across the street over there at the Andy Griffith Playhouse used to be Rockford Elementary School. And that's where I went from the first to the third grade, right there across the street. I spent 4 years over there. I failed the third grade. I liked it so much, I wanted to stay there again. I had a great teacher, but they gave me another teacher there. She was so pretty, the first teacher, and I ain't gonna tell you about that second year of third grade there, but we're glad to be with y'all. We do all the Gaither videos, the Gaither concerts. Fun thing about traveling with Bill, you never know where you're gonna go, from what city, what state, what country. In the last 12 years, baby, we've been to South Africa, Jerusalem, Australia, England, and there's one place, it's one thing I found out about them people in other countries, y'all. They talk funny over there. Nobody warned me before we got over there that they didn't talk like I did. So when I got off an airplane in Ireland, this is a true story. First fella I met goes, Cheerio. I said, Cornflake. Fruit Loop. Because I'm from right here in Mayberry, North Carolina, where my dad and his brothers taught me, no matter where you go, be what you is. Don't be what you ain't. Because if you ain't what you is what you ain't. That's right. And if y'all didn't get that, I have it on a t-shirt. And I even got it in black now, because black makes you look skinny. But this here is my wife. We just celebrated this past June the 18th, our 22nd wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And our number one question, do we ever argue? And I can tell you in front of all you folks, in 22 years, we've never, ever had an argument, y'all. We just have intense moments of fellowship every now and then. But y'all glad to see my wife, Sherry? Y'all make her welcome, would you? This song just tells you what we're all about here tonight. We're just here to encourage you and let you know there's hope through Jesus. And I love the message of this song. It just talks about God's faithfulness over and over again, y'all. I stood on the bank of a wide raging river, trusting that I'd get across. And I've made my way through some valleys and deserts, believing I'd never get lost. I've been at the foot of what felt like Mount Everest, knowing I'd have the strength for the climb. Through every trial, each test and temptation, one thing is sure every time. Over and over, again and again, God is faithful. Over and over again and again, through it all, He's made me able to stand and survive, to come through a life when it sure looked like I couldn't wait. Well, Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again. Believe that tonight. God's always faithful. If you ask me why, I have no hesitation. God does what He says He will do. Well, I'd simply say every battle has taught me there's nothing He won't help me through. So why should I dwell on the hardships and struggles, when I look just beyond them, I see the way this will end is with great celebration. And deep in my heart, I believe over and over, again and again, God is faithful. Over and over, again and again, through it all, He's made me able to stand and survive, to come through a life when it sure looked like I couldn't wait. Well, Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again, to stand and survive. Again, y'all. Well, Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory.
more time. Jesus is with me, so I'll claim the victory over and over again. Yeah.
Jeff and I love what we do, and I'm sure that shows. We feel like that the music that we sing offers hope and encouragement through Christ Jesus. And that's just the good thing about a gospel song. I believe it makes a difference in people's lives. I know it has mine. Anybody out there can contribute a little bit better day every now and then just because you hear it in a good song. It's amazing how a song can touch you. And I got to be honest with you, I'm one of those kind of people, and anybody up here can testify, that I have a really hard time just kind of resting. I have a hard time letting things go. But the truth of the matter is, no matter how big or strong you are, you can't do it all by yourself, okay? That's the realization. So the one thing that I want to try to get across to you in this next song is that God loves you so much that he says that you can cast all your cares on him, not just some of them, not just the big ones, but all your cares on him. I'm the kind of person that I go in, I sit on the edge of the seat, I lay down across the bed because it would be a terrible, terrible thing to admit to take a nap. And I know that there are folks out there that are like me that are just simply needing to hear that it's time for you to rest. This song is a true story based on a little boy's battle with cancer. Little boy Joshua, named Joshua, 4 years old. He was a dear friend and kind of woven his heart into mine. And I'm very grateful for the experience that I had meeting Joshua. But Joshua's mama looked at him one night and said, "Joshua, you simply have to rest." And Joshua went to be in the arms of Jesus. You're allowed to rest. Trust him.
Remember, Joshua led an awesome battle, marched around the city 7 times. Walls came down, and victory gave him honor. 'Cause he knew all along that God would lead his fight. Are you tired of fighting, weary soldier? Lay your weapon down and rest a while. Though you're tired and weary from your battle, so lay back in God's arms and rest tonight. You're beaten by the raging war inside you. You're stumbling 'cause your steps are getting weak. Your head hangs low, though a tiny smile escapes you. In your eyes, surrender's all I see. Her heart is breaking as she holds him tight. This war won't last much longer, she can see. She knows the final surrender won't come easy. So she prays for strength, whispers softly, "Now you're free."
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Play the tag.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yeah. Woo. Mara!
Time was measured before there was light, before any colors were set in the sky. He knew all about me, every breath I would take. He called me by
forward to singing this next song right here, because it's an old Don Williams song. Every video, CD, cassette, record we've ever made, every one of them has a good old-fashioned love song on it there, because We in love, ain't we, baby?
That's a real good reason to do it.
22 years now we've been married, and this old Don Williams song, every time we sing it, I think about the night I gave Sherry this ring. 23 years ago I gave her this ring, and we ain't got but three more payments on it. It'll be all ours, y'all. That's funny, you know.
You place gold on my finger. You brought love like I'd never known. And you gave a life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. And you're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
Now tell all my home. All my hometown folks, how you feel about me?
But I need hope and inspiration. You're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over.
She got that right.
And you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. And you're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
May y'all take your friend by the hand.
You're my bread when I'm hungry.
You're my shelter from troubled winds.
You're my shelter from troubled winds.
You're my anchor in life's ocean.
And you're my anchor in life's ocean.
But most of all,
you're my best friend.
This is a song that Bill Gaither wrote back in the 70s and said he always wanted a country-style singer to sing it. And I'm about as country as they come, y'all. Listen.
I can't tell what's deep inside Earth's buried cavern. I've only read about their jewels, rich and rare. I've not explored the depths of any ocean. But when you want to meet the Savior, I've been there. And when you're ready to meet Jesus, of sin and longing to be free, to be free. When you need love so much deeper than your deepest sin, and when you're ready to come home again, no matter where.
first most famous statesman. And chances that I'll ever meet them all are dim. Oh, but if you'd like to know the King of Glory, I can take you to meet Jesus, for I know Him.
We are blessed to travel with some wonderful folks. The folks you met earlier are the folks that we travel with day in and day out, all year long. And I have now for 13 years for Greg and 11 years from Charlotte, and then our children. But whenever we get ready to do a video, we like to include some very special folks because we have a lot of instruments going, and we just simply, with all of my heart, we trust these guys that we have up here behind us. Every person that's on stage with us tonight is either related or somebody that we've been well acquainted with for 30 years or more. So I'm going to let Jeff introduce to you everybody else that you see up here. And make it sound real good, Jim.
I will.
Make them proud.
I over here playing the piano. And if you follow the Easter Brothers, you've met Jared over here. This is Russell Jr.'s, am I right, baby boy? That's right. Russell Jr., you ain't going to have no more no time soon, are you there? How old are you, Jared? He'll be 18 this coming Wednesday, y'all. Isn't he doing a great job? Jared Easter. And back here, this is a familiar face. I'm going to get back here where y'all can get a good shot at him. Does everybody recognize Travis Lewis? Traveled with the Lewis family for 30 years.
My cousin.
Sherry's first cousin. And this is the late Wallace Lewis, his son Travis, traveled with his daddy and mom and pop for 30 years. And, of course, the Lewis family will be here tomorrow night, and Travis will be picking with them. And that's going to be a whole lot of fun, having a family reunion. Speaking of family over here, look at him, look at him. Y'all know what's bad? That's what I'm going to look like in 3 years. You know that's funny, ain't it? Now, Rabbit here, and I got to tell you, he's been my brother all my life.
Well, not yet, yet.
But Rabbit used to walk me. Mom and Daddy always made sure Rabbit made sure I made it home from school all right. And I wasn't that mean. But anyway, Rabbit is my brother. I'm so proud of him. One instrumentalist of the year, instrumentalist of the year for years at the Singing News Fan Awards. Y'all give my brother Rabbit a big old hand.
Steve
Rabbit Easter. And let me tell them, my mom and daddy didn't name him Rabbit. The late Rusty Goodman. Rabbit traveled with the Happy Goodman family for a few years, and Rusty said, everybody got to have a nickname. Since his last name was Easter, he called him Rabbit. Rabbit Easter. Get it? All right, there we go. Easter Rabbit. Over here playing a fiddle. Been knowing this fella right here since he was about 16, 17 years old. Russell Jr. found him up in Galax. And I'm telling you, when it comes to fiddle, mandolin, guitar, anything you need done, he can do it. And builds some of the finest instruments. And his name is Jimmy Edmonds. Would y'all give Jimmy Edmonds a big hand?
You know, inspiration for songs come from a lot of different places. The song you heard, Why, that I wrote earlier, came from a billboard. A lot of things, Life is Great and Getting Better, actually came from Jeff changing a dirty diaper one day. He thought, you know what? As bad as this may seem right this moment, life is great and getting better. And so he called his friend Woody Wright, and Woody put that song together. So songs come from a lot of strange places. And about 3 years ago, I found myself, as most mothers do, getting to the point where I was beginning just a little bit to mourn the loss of my children. They had begun to grow up on me. And it was kind of frustrating. I didn't want to see them grow up. This was before we knew that Mara was coming along, so God gave us a nice little surprise to fill that void. But I hated to see my children grow up, and I sat down one day with pen and paper, and I wrote what I referred to as a teenage lullaby, a song for my adult children. And I want to do this to all of you moms out there who have had to give your children not only roots, but also I want to do this especially for you.
Wasn't all that long ago, I sang a lullaby and held you close. Seems I hardly bat my eyes. Where did all of our time go? Now we stand face to face as the years slowly rest. The difference between child and friend and the journey we know. I thank God for all He gave me, and you will always be my baby. It wasn't all that long ago I made a ponytail with curls and bows. Seems I hardly got the chance to celebrate a final dance. And now we stand face to face as the years slowly erase. Difference between child and friend and this journey we know one day ends. I thank God for all He gave me, and you will always be my baby. Time cannot erase the moments we embrace. I thank God for all He gave me, and you will always be my baby.
That make you bring out your hanky, won't it? There, I tell you what.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright eye. side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may do. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who keepeth everyone in His care.
Thank you, and God bless you.